He tackled me, pushed me inside the restaurant, like as you can see in the video. I told him I'm a U.S. citizen, what is going on? He didn't seem to care. He dragged me outside through the snow while I was handcuffed, restrained, helpless, and he pushed me to the ground, and he put me in a chokehold. That was very uncalled for. I thought I got really hurt. And after that, they put me inside the vehicle. And they asked me, we have to verify if you're a U.S. citizen, because I believe you're an illegal citizen because you ran from me. But as you can see in the videos that will be released, I'm simply just standing still. I asked them, okay. They said, let me take a picture of you to scan your face to see if you're a U.S. citizen. I declined because how will a picture prove I'm a U.S. citizen? I told them I have my passport. It's in my phone. Can I open and show you? He declined. I told him, can I give you my name and my date of birth? He declined. Because they turned off my phone. They turned off my location. You don't know where you're at. So I asked them, can you take me back to where you picked me up from? They said, no, you have to walk in the snow. Like, they were being serious. I asked three times. They said, no, you're walking. But eventually, my parents came and picked me up. And, yeah, all I did was step outside as a Somali-American, and I just got chased by a masked person. The agent then, at one point, he didn't identify himself. He didn't say, ICE, stop. Like, I felt like I was getting assaulted. I was getting kidnapped, and that's exactly what it was. And the way they were treating me, it was inhumane. They dragged me across the road. They slammed me to the ground, choked me. That was uncalled for. There's also more videos of someone came out. They had a copy of my passport. And I told the agent, he has my passport copy. And he said, we don't care, we're still taking you in. And they kept me for 2 hours. And if this is what's happening to a U.S. American citizen on camera, imagine what could happen to your loved ones when there's no one around to witness what they're doing.
I apologize that this happened to you in my city with people wearing vests that say police. That's embarrassing. But what really gets me is that this is just one story today.
But what happened to me, cannot stay quiet. What happened to me was unjust, uncalled for. I was simply on my lunch break. I literally went downstairs from my building. I wasn't even outside for mere seconds before I seen a masked person running at me full speed. He tackled me, pushed me inside the restaurant, like as you can see in the video. I told him I'm a U.S. citizen, what is going on? He didn't seem to care. He dragged me outside through the snow while I was handcuffed, restrained, helpless, and he pushed me to the ground, and he put me in a chokehold. That was very uncalled for. I thought I got really hurt. And after that, they put me inside the vehicle. And they asked me, we have to verify if you're a U.S. citizen, because I believe you're an illegal citizen because you ran from me. But as you can see in the videos that will be released, I'm simply just standing still. I asked them, okay. They said, let me take a picture of you to scan your face to see if you're a U.S. citizen. I declined because how will a picture prove I'm a U.S. citizen? I told them I have my passport. It's in my phone. Can I open and show you? He declined. I told him, can I give you my name and my date of birth? He declined because they turned off my phone. They turned off my location. You don't know where you're at. So I asked them, can you take me back to where you picked me up from? They said, no, you have to walk in the snow. Like, they were being serious. I asked three times. They said, no, you're walking. But eventually, my parents came and picked me up. And, yeah, all I did was step outside as a Somali-American, and I just got chased by a masked person. The agent then, at one point, he didn't identify himself. He didn't say, ICE, stop. Like, I felt like I was getting assaulted. I was getting kidnapped, and that's exactly what it was. And the way they were treating me, it was inhumane. They dragged me across the road. They slammed me to the ground, choked me. That was uncalled for. There's also more videos of someone came out. They had a copy of my passport. And I told the agent, he has my passport copy.